Hello guys and welcome back to my channel. You are listening to the Dennis Herrera Show. Today's podcast is going to be very, very interesting and I hope you like it. We have been hearing all these fights between President Donald Trump and Elon Musk. A lot of controversies. It's a tug of war between these two giants, as some may call it. I would like to start by pointing out that Elon Musk has done a great job with Doge. I appreciate them, all his team, everybody, and a lot of people appreciate them as well. Now, I have defended Elon Musk, and I thought it was very unjust that many people out there, crazy people, were burning his Tesla vehicles and damaging all of this stuff that the Democrats have done. We know Democrats are the ones behind it. They're the ones calling him Nazi and just hating on Elon Musk, period. I think by now we are all aware of it. Now, President Trump has been roasted in the past and has been humiliated by just about every Democrat and every other crazy person out there. And what they don't know is that President Donald Trump has some real thick skin. He's been roasted, horribly roasted, and all they get out of him is a smile. I love President Trump. I am going to show you today proof that Elon Musk is lying about not knowing about the EV mandate. It took me a while to find it, but I knew that it was in here somewhere. And I will let you listen to the audio for yourself where President Donald Trump addresses the whole Congress and speaks the truth about, well, you guys stay tuned and you will hear it with your own ears. I don't want to add anything to it. I don't want to make anything up. You guys will hear it for yourself. But for now, on March 26, reporters asked President Donald Trump if Elon Musk had advised him on anything. Listen to this.
Did Elon Musk advise him at all on these auto tariffs?
No, because he may have a conflict, so we don't talk. I've never talked to him. Elon's amazing. He's never asked me for a favor in business whatsoever. I'm actually a little surprised by it. I might do it. I might not do it. I do what's right. And he'd want me to do what's right. No, he's a patriot. He has never, you know, these are big deals we're talking about. This is probably nothing like this. And I've never had Elon come and say, would you do me a favor with the mandate or the electric mandate or anything? He's never asked me for anything.
See, I think that Donald Trump saying this to the reporters out in the open about Elon Musk, it speaks volumes about how much President Donald Trump really cares about our country, this great nation of the USA, where we live. And it's remarkable when you think about it, because many people have accused him of being friends with Elon Musk because he's a billionaire, and people have talked bad about Elon Musk because, you know, the billionaire President Donald Trump and just rich people hanging out with each other. That, you know, let's not forget that these people have called him Nazis as well. They call him by all these names, and well, this statement just let us know that Elon Musk really is doing this to help our country, or so I thought. But as you may have seen, the tweets are already going back and forth. These two are like enemies now. And you know, the last accusation that Elon Musk did on President Donald Trump is that he was on Epstein's list. Well, as you guys know, Epstein was a billionaire, and I am sure that Donald Trump at some point had some run-ins with him. Now, whether he went to the island or did all these other things that other people have done, well, we are still waiting to see. But I don't believe that he did anything, and we're going to just go ahead and move on from here. I want to tell you guys a little bit more about this. You got to remember, President Donald Trump was a Democrat. Elon Musk was a Democrat. A lot of people, including Robert Kennedy, was also a Democrat. Tulsi Gabbard, which is one of my favorites, and if there was going to be a female president, I think she would be the big or the best. And remember, these people criticize not because being a Democrat is the most horrible thing in the world, but because the Democratic Party, unfortunately, it is no longer the Democratic Party. We all know this. They are now just communist, Marxist, socialist. That's what the Democratic Party has become. And it's very unfortunate. I really have felt in the last three decades, you know, I really have felt the difference in the last three decades with the Democrat Party, the difference in this nation and how we went from being respected to being the laughingstock of the world. And now that we have Trump again, we're starting to get the respect back. Watching President Trump address Congress reminds me of how evil these people really are.
House, and to cease any further disruptions. That's your warning. Members are engaging in willful and continuing breach of decorum, and the chair is prepared to direct the sergeant at arms to restore order to the joint session. Mr. Green, take your seat. Take your seat, sir. Take your seat. Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Remember how they tried to impeach him through his whole first term? The Democrats tried to impeach Donald Trump, and they threw everything in the book at him, even though some of the stuff that he did, like, you know, claim bankruptcy and property values and all this stuff, it was all proven to be false, and yet they still call him a felon on 34 counts, which is actually on the same one item. Which is not 34 counts like they claim. You know, it's crazy. They also, remember, they also shut down the whole country. As they watch the Christian Americans suffer, they allow crazy lunatics out on the street to protest. These are the same people that for the last 4 years of Biden's presidency have been lying to us about the state of the president. We knew all those gaffes, all those fallings, all the time where he would just lose his mind of where he was, who he was with. I mean, all these people knew. And very unfortunately, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all these networks, which I didn't believe were liars before, it opened my eyes on how bad they really are. And as I watch today, it's so hard for me to even want to say anything positive about them, because they keep proving to me that they are liars, that they're just evil, and they find anything to throw at President Donald Trump so that he looks bad, and I just can't stand that. We have crazy people like Anna Navarro, you may have heard of her from The View, who compares Donald Trump to dictators, and she brags about her little cha-cha dog that she knows the character of people.
I have to tell you, I will never stop being the little refugee girl who came to this country at the age of 8. Thank you for inviting me to be here. Welcome to the second night of the Democratic National Convention. Let me tell you about the Kamala Harris I know. She is legitimately a joyful, optimistic leader. She cares about policy, yes, but she also cares about people and how that policy affects real people, not just the members of Mar-a-Lago. And you know what else? Kamala Harris, she likes dogs. And my dog, Cha-Cha, likes her. Dogs are good judges of character. So are cats. We cannot elect a president who does not like dogs or hangs around with people who shoot them. Now, let's be serious. Donald Trump and his minions call Kamala a communist. I know communism. I fled communism from Nicaragua when I was 8 years old. I don't take it lightly. And let me tell you what communist dictators do. And it's never just for one day. They attack the free press. They call them the enemy of the people, like Ortega does in Nicaragua. They put their unqualified relatives in cushy government jobs so they can get rich of their positions, like the Castros do in Cuba. And they refuse to accept legitimate elections when they lose and call for violence to stay in power, like Maduro is doing right now in Venezuela. Now, you tell me something. Do any of those things sound familiar? Is there anybody running for president who reminds you of that? And I know one thing, it's not Kamala Harris. That is not the America we love. It's not the land of freedom we treasure. Last night, we heard President Biden say that he loves his job, but he loves his country more. Every American needs to love our country more. Every American has the duty to put our country first.
All right, I'm going to jump in here while she's talking because she says America first. That is exactly what President Donald Trump has been delivering, and that what we have been fighting for is patriots. And all these communist Democrats, all they have been doing is fighting for illegal criminals to be freed and open borders and getting all the benefits that American citizens are supposed to be the only ones getting. They want to give it away to any illegal immigrant that crosses the border. That's crazy. So you see what I'm saying? I apologize for making you guys listen to that thing all over again. It's just very ridiculous. I am glad that I voted for Donald Trump and that he won. I really believe he has a plan to make America great again. And many people probably don't want to hear this, but it's the truth. I see it. You know, the big, beautiful bill, it's supposed to have a $4.5 trillion deficit. But what people don't understand is that some of the cuts that they're going to make on this bill is going to cut a lot of that deficit off and is going to pay for itself. On top of that, we have tariffs. Remember tariffs? Tariffs are bringing money back into this country already as we speak. And Elon Musk has seen this. And yet, he goes and says all these nasty things about President Donald Trump. I have lost all faith in Elon Musk. I have read the tweets. I have replied to his tweets. It doesn't even seem like the Elon Musk that I thought I knew from, you know, from all this time that he's been supporting Donald Trump and saving the astronauts and all this stuff. I mean, like, all the things that he did really good with Doge, he's just wiping them away like they never existed because of what he's doing to betray the president. Not only is he betraying the president, but he's betraying us, the American people. A lot of police officers work a lot of overtime. And you guys know that police officers don't get paid that much. All that extra overtime pay will help their families a lot more. You know, I watch movies where the bad cop is always complaining about, oh, you think that this miserable pay is going to pay for my retirement? You know, and it's true, you know, even though it's some things in movies, right? They don't get paid nearly enough for how they put their lives in danger. And as I do believe that some need to be a little bit more reform and training and all that stuff, I believe that police officers are still our peacekeepers. And so we have to respect that authority. And well, part of this bill is going to compensate them for all the extra overtime that they do to keep us safe, to keep our cities safe. Plus, remember that that bill, the big, beautiful bill, is also going to provide money for protecting the border for the next few years. You know, so I say, stop listening to the liars. Stop listening to the Democrats. You guys already know they lied to us about President Biden. How convenient that his whole family got pardons. How convenient that all the police from January 6th got pardons. How convenient that Dr. Fauci got a pardon for all and anything that he has done. How convenient is it that all these people are being pardoned? Well, it's convenient to them because they know that if they keep investigating them, we're going to find something. I know Fauci's going to start feeling guilty about everything that he's done wrong. So eventually he will pay that. But, you know, I would just say that, you know, this thing with Elon Musk and President Donald Trump, it could be just one of their plays, you know. Maybe they're playing that, you know, good cop, bad cop, and, you know, to maybe they're fighting just to see what Democrats will do. I mean, Democrats are already starting to love Elon Musk. I thought they said that he was a Nazi, but for some reason, they're loving him right now. So are they trying to say that Nazi people are good now? It's very interesting how everything changes. And this is what I mean by the Democrats, right? They just have so much hate for Donald Trump. It is unbelievable. You know, watching the Congress, the addresses to the Congress was, man, it's just so sad, you know, almost a little bit embarrassed to be an American, but I'm not. I'm proud to be a Honduran American because I know these losers are not going to get away with everything that they've done to these people, to our nation. And, you know, well, Donald Trump and his team, everybody from immigration, from ICE, you know, DHS, all these people, they're going to make our country great again.
This is my fifth such speech to Congress. And once again, I look at the Democrats in front of me and I realize there is absolutely nothing I can say to make them happy or to make them stand or smile or applaud. Nothing I can do. I could find a cure to the most devastating disease, a disease that would wipe out entire nations, or announce the answers to the greatest economy in history, or the stoppage of crime to the lowest levels ever recorded. And these people sitting right here will not clap, will not stand, and certainly will not cheer for these astronomical achievements. They won't do it, no matter what. Five times I've been up here. It's very sad, and it just shouldn't be this way. So, Democrats sitting before me, for just this one night, why not join us in celebrating so many incredible wins for America? For the good of our nation, let's work together and let's truly make America great again. Every day, my administration is fighting to deliver the change America needs to bring a future that America deserves. And we're doing it. This is a time for big dreams and bold action. Upon taking office, I imposed an immediate freeze on all federal hiring, a freeze on all new federal regulations, and a freeze on all foreign aid. I terminated the ridiculous Green New Scam. I withdrew from the unfair Paris Climate Accord, which was costing us trillions of dollars that other countries were not paying. I withdrew from the corrupt World Health Organization. And I also withdrew from the anti-American UN Human Rights Council.
But with that being said, I want to show you that Elon Musk is lying about not knowing that the EV mandate was cut and it was not going to be on the big, beautiful bill. As you guys already know, the big, beautiful bill took over 18 months to put together, which means it was done way before, or got started at least, and got finished by the time the President Donald Trump came into office on November 5th of 2024 last year. So just listen to this. You listen for yourselves. Here we go.
We ended all of Biden's environmental restrictions that were making our country far less safe and totally unaffordable. And importantly, we ended the last administration's insane electric vehicle mandate, saving our auto workers and companies from economic destruction.
So there you have it. President Donald Trump was telling the truth again. And another person lies about him. I know it won't be the last, but I feel very sad or very disappointed from Elon Musk, because, you know, I really thought that he was going to be this hero, you know, for the American people. And, you know, just I want to point out that he's had a lot of horrible relationships in his life. You know, he's gone off the rails on people that say no to him, and he's acting like a little baby throwing tantrums. I mean, I know that something is not right up there in his head and he's a little awkward, but, you know, I think nobody's perfect. I'm sure I look awkward many times, but his actions speak louder than words, and very sad and unfortunate, because I know Donald Trump's feelings are hurt and he won't say it, but I'm sure they are. You can tell that, you know, he has spoken so well of Elon Musk, and to break his friendship, to break his trust, and throwing him under the bus like that just because Elon didn't get his way, that is very, very sad. And with that being said, I hope Big Balls continues Doge, and that Doge continues to audit the bad people, and I hope that the team of Doge are actually real patriots that are not going to turn their backs on the American people. I love these guys for what they do, and I hope that they do this very responsibly and with their whole heart put into it for the benefit of the American people. So, guys, if you've been listening to this podcast, I want to thank you so much for listening to this. Until next time, you all be blessed. Peace.